Well, good afternoon. How's everybody today? Come on, you doing good? Yeah? Anybody see that press conference last night with Gus Malzahn? Yeah? A reporter asked him, what's your future? Are you going to be here at Auburn or in Arkansas? And he said, well, I can't tell you. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I can sing it. He went, I'm going home to the... That's a joke right there. All right, that was Chris Daughtry, all right? Y'all missed that one. We're going to close our series For the Good. And I really believe that God's going to do something today in your heart. You're here. Why not let the Holy Spirit have his way? And I want to encourage you to lean in a little extra special this afternoon. Lean in. I believe the Holy Spirit's going to speak to many of you and really encourage your heart and begin to help you understand for the good. And I'm going to look back over 2017, kind of highlight a few things, and we're going to continue to worship God at the end. But let's pray before we get there. Father, we love you. And Lord, I thank you that you can take anything I face and work it for the good, for my good. You will turn it around. You'll make the worst circumstance in my life work for me. Make me grow, make me mature, make me become more and more like you. And Lord, I thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And if you believe like that or want to, say amen. Come on, I need a better amen right there. You know, it's a fact that God will work anything I face for the good. I'm going to say that again. I hope you write this down. This is going to be a spiritual theme that we carry into 2018, that God will, God can, with his sovereignty and his immutability and him being all-powerful, God can take anything in my life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and work it for the good in my life. Now, I believe the good means maturity. I believe the good means closer and closer to him, becoming more and more like the person that he's designed me to be. And this is what Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 says. Look at it with me on the screen or in your Bible. It says, and we know that in all things, everybody say all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And here's what God will do. He'll take things in your life and he'll begin to work them in your favor. And maybe in 2017, you look back and you've questioned, God, I didn't see you there, or I didn't sense you maybe in my marriage or with this decision over here. But I believe God wants you to be able to trace him when you can't see him. And we're going into the 13th year of being a church. And usually every year, the Holy Spirit, thank God for the Holy Spirit in my life, gives me a theme or a rally cry, if you will. And I really believe for the good is going to be a spiritual theme that we carry into 2018. And because of that, we created these little armbands, all right? On the armband in your seat, it says Romans 8:28. It will remind you of that scripture. Hopefully you have committed that scripture to memory. And then it has for the good. For the good. Now, I'm not a band wear. I'm going to try my best to wear this band. I may have to shave the hair off around my wrists because it pulls my hair and it aggravates me. But if you don't wear it on your wrist, I would encourage you to take it and put it somewhere in your home, maybe in your bathroom. For me, I'm going to get one and put it in my closet where I get dressed. I have a lot of different things pinned to this certain part of the wall in my closet, and it reminds me of God's faithfulness. It reminds me of that of the all-powerful nature of God, that he can take all things. It's going to remind me. So strategically place it somewhere, because God can take all things for the good, for the good. Now, I believe that 2018 is going to be my best year ever. Amen? Come on, let me hear amen right here. If it's not, then I don't need to be your pastor, okay? 2017 was great for me and my family and this church, but I'm believing that God wants me to grow. I'm believing that God has so much more for me as a person, as a Christ follower who prays in the Holy Spirit every day, as a believer in God, as a husband, as a father, and then as a pastor. I believe God has more for us. And I would hope you join your faith with me to believe like that. Yes, 2017 was good. Maybe it was not so good in some areas, but I want you to believe in faith with me that 2018 is going to be your best year yet. Amen? Come on, somebody. It is going to be your best year yet. It will. Now, I want to look back for the next several minutes at God's faithfulness. This is not going to be a traditional message where we really get into the Word of God. I really felt like I needed to speak on God's faithfulness that He has shown to us as a church, as individuals, okay? Earlier this year, in January, as we do every year, we were on a fast. We were on a 14-day fast. And I was driving down to the Springdale campus, praying and asking the Lord to speak to me. There was a prayer meeting that was about to take place in Springdale. And as I pulled up to the campus, I got a phone call from a dear friend of mine who pastors a church in Memphis, Tennessee. And his conversation began to prompt me with the Holy Spirit that we were about to enter into a year of transition. And like you're hearing me right now, I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me after I got off the phone with this pastor that 2017 was going to be a year of transition. Now, before I move on, let me say something about the beginning of next year. From January 7th to January 28th, we are going to have a 21-day prayer and fasting time. We're going to add another week, all right? We're going to really, really call on God. We're going to climb the hill of God every day. We're going to pray. We're going to fast. And I encourage you over the next several weeks to ask the Lord what you're to do, all right? If it's not having lunch or if it's giving up chocolate at 8 a.m. every morning, whatever it is, all right, I want you to pray and give up something that would be a sacrifice for you, because anything worth getting is a sacrifice, right? And that's what prayer and fasting is. We're going to be presenting our hearts to God and our passions and our needs to God, and I'm asking you to join with us collectively and spiritually as a church the beginning of the year. But back to that date in the beginning of January, when I heard that word transition, I got to be honest with you, I wasn't that thrilled. I wasn't super thrilled about hearing transition. Because when I hear the word transition, I hear hard work. Not that I don't work hard, but sometimes when you transition, you got to do things you maybe haven't done in a while, or maybe do things that you've never done before. And I knew it was going to take hard work. I knew it was going to take sacrifice. I knew it was going to take me doing some things or making some uncomfortable decisions for the whole that would better us all. And I knew what the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. I was not that thrilled. But I began to see the flip side. There's always the flip side to sacrifice. I began to see that if I follow through with this transition and I changed with change, then I was giving room for the Holy Spirit to do something in my life. For example, if you're in your bathing suit and you're in the Bahamas, come on, somebody. Well, I felt that one right there. And you come home with your bathing suit and it's January, you have lost it. You didn't change with the season. So you can't wear summer clothes into the winter, because the seasons change, and they're not going to ask you your opinion. They change regardless. And sometimes in our Christianity, God changes, He transitions, He moves, and we have to move with Him regardless of the work that it's going to take. And I committed to it. And because of that, I myself grew. My wife and I grew. Our church grew. Our staff grew. And it was amazing. Because of that transition, yeah, it was painful. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't negative. This was a great transition, but God brought so many great people to our team. Pastor Keith and Amy Morrison, who serves as our Bentonville campus pastors. For the first time in our church, I now have a senior pastor on my staff that is focused on the pastoral leadership of our church. That's amazing to me. That excites me as a pastor, because we want to lead people to become fully devoted followers of Christ. We added some additional pastors, Pastor Jared and Sarah Ring. For the first time in the history of our church, we now have a full-time missions pastor. I love that. Pastor John Michael and Tiffany Martin were added onto our staff for our Springdale campus. Listen to me, I'm telling you right now, 2018 is going to be a banner year for Washington County. You mark my word for that, all right? Anytime you drive up to a piece of property, you can tell what's being built on that property by the size of equipment that's on that property. For example, if there's a couple of guys with shovels, then you know they're probably just going to be building an outhouse. But when you drive up to a piece of property and you see bulldozers and cranes and very competent machines, you know they're about to build a big foundation to hold something up strong. And that's what God has done for us in 2017 as a church. Amen? Come on, put your hands together like you mean it with me, all right? That excites me. That excites me. We're seeing so many blessings because of that. And I look back, I see the hand of God moving through it all for the good of this church. Listen to some other growth that we had in 2017. We saw on average, this one should get you excited, on average 30 people every week in all of our service gave their heart to Christ. Come on, somebody. We had several hundred people water baptized. We averaged over 1,500 people this year. And for Easter, we were over 3,200 people in all of our services. And God is doing some amazing things. We had the over 66 life groups this year that averaged over 400 people attending them each semester. We had our first conference this year. Come on, ladies. Yeah. This will go down as one of the greatest investments we've ever invested in the history of Key Point Church. Our ROI with our SheCon 17 is amazing. We're still seeing dividends from the money and the time and investment that we put into those several days. Over 200 people served and helped fulfill a dream that we've had for years. Over 1,000 ladies were crammed in this room right here. I'm talking from wall to wall, stage to back, and they loved it. It was incredible. Ladies came to this church. They came to a conference, ladies that had never been to church, and their lives were forever will be impacted. Amazes me. Listen to some of the growth we had in our giving. During 2017, together, we gave over $250,000 to missions alone. Isn't that amazing? To missions and outreach, over $250,000. And I pray that we can continue to do that and grow in that. We were able to do these things because of your faithful tithing. Let me say something about tithing. When you tithe, which means you return 10% of that which you make, when you tithe, here at Key Point Church, we tithe 10% of what you tithe. So whatever we receive, either on Sunday morning or during the week online, which a majority of our people that attend our church give online, we tithe 10% right to a missions account. That way we can give that money away to whatever we desire, whatever we feel led on our heart. Let me tell you a few of them that we were able to serve last year. Several churches, Building Church, Pastor Spencer and Ellen Beach, Faith Family Church, Journey Church. Faith Family Church and Journey Church are two churches in Texas, in Houston, and they were devastated by the hurricane. For several weeks, they could not meet. And I called them up and I said, "What do you need?" And both of them said, we need some finances. I said, "You got it. Because you tithe to this church and we tithe 10% of what you tithe, we were able to write these churches thousands of dollars of checks, so that they continue serving those in need that lost their homes." Isn't that amazing? So many churches were able to serve because of that. ARC, Association of Related Church. We are an ARC church. The Association of Related Churches has been around for 16 years. This church was the 17th church plant of the ARC. This year alone, because you tithe here at Key Point Church, we were able to plant this year 141 churches. So when you tithe to Key Point Church, which was a church plant, we're able to go and help others plant churches. It amazes me. Here's one that probably moves my heart more than anything else. It's the Fellowship of Israel Related Ministries. The acronym is FIRM. Maybe next year you'll meet this pastor. His name's Wayne Hilsden. He's a Canadian that moved to Jerusalem several decades ago because the Lord told him, he and his wife, to start a life-giving evangelical spirit-filled church in the heart of Jerusalem. And let me tell you, they are the most influential church in Israel. And last year, we were able to give over $20,000 to Firm. I'm praying in 2018, we're going to double that and give 40, okay? I'm even praying that he'll even speak for us. He comes through and we visit all the time. I'm praying that he'll speak for us. That's amazing to me. So many other ministries that we were able to give to because of your giving. One of our values here at Key Point Church is generosity. Now, a value determines your actions, okay? And here at Key Point Church, we live like generosity is our norm. It's normal for us to give. We don't give to get like God's some celestial Santa Claus. I'm not in all that claim it and fame it and all that stuff and all that. But what I am into is the principle of tithing, the principle of giving. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." The best way for you to emulate Jesus Christ and your Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit is to be a giver. You find me someone that is tight-fisted and their arms clenched like this and they say, "It's all mine." You find me someone that lives like that and is happy at the same time. They're not. They may have a lot, but it doesn't mean that they're happy. Happiest people I have found are the Christians who have figured out that their life that they live is much bigger than them, and they are emulating Jesus Christ by being a giver. We're going to give. It's our norm. And because of your faithful giving, we're able to do this. Now, let me challenge you if you're new to Christianity, because over 50% of the people in our church did not grow up in church, which means that tithing is new to you. When I learned how to tithe, I was 19 years old. And I remember my pastor speaking on tithing and me thinking, how in the world am I going to do this? Because what I make, there will be more bills than what I make. And if I give 10% of my 100%, my gross, then it's not going to line up. And I had to learn how to trust in God. I had to learn how to trust in God. What I learned was that if I hold my 100% that I make in my hand like this and say, "Well, it's mine," then guess what? That's all that 100% is going to be. But if I release that 10% and return it to God, I learned, it's called the principle of tithing, I learned that my 90% blessed by God is much more than my 100% in my hand right here. And I have not stopped it since I was 19 years old. Now I'm 47 years old. And I'm telling you, it is a promise that you can test God on. The only promise in the Bible where God says you can test him. And I double dog dare you to test God with your finances. I dare you to. We're givers here. We're givers. God can be trusted. See, we have a big vision here. And our vision is to make a difference. To make a difference not only in this community and Bentonville and Rogers and the surrounding area, but in Washington County as well. And here's something about a vision. If your vision can be accomplished by you, then it's not big enough. I would challenge you to go back to God and say, "God, give me a bigger vision." Because the vision that God has given this church, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than our staff. We need everybody to play their part. You were designed with gifts and talents, and I'm challenging you to find those and discover those. Let us help you find those so you can play your part here at Key Point Church, because we got a big vision, and we need you with us. Amen? We got to have you. And let me give you the heart of God here. In 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse 9, he says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness." There's so many layers to this scripture. The Lord is not slow to his promises, as some would interpret slowness. See, God's timing is much different than my timing, and we can't hold God to our timing. God, I want you to be faithful to your promise within this time frame. If that's the case, then we are totally missing out of what this thing is called faith. He's not slow to his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, this gets me every time, he is patient with you. If it had not been for God's patience, he'd have blown me off the face of this earth years ago. He waited for me. He waited for me. He saw value in me. He wanted to spend eternity with me. He wanted me to discover my gifts and my talents and my giftings and be a giver. He waited for me. Aren't you glad, God, if you are a Christ follower and you're experiencing life in Jesus, aren't you glad he waited for you? And there's millions and millions of people that he's patiently waiting for right now. Because here's why. Because he wants none to perish, not wanting anyone to perish. That word perish, it means to be eternally separated from God. Not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. If that's what the Lord wants, and he's more concerned about those who are not here right now than those that are here right now, then that's our passion. This church has been called to reach people that are not here yet. Our mission, and I've said it once, I'll say it a million times, our mission is to reach people to experience life in Jesus. And I honestly can say that I believe that God has set us up for another amazing year in 2018. Now here in Bentonville, we've completely run out of ministry space for our children. We believe in our next generation. It's not just a little child care over there pacifying our kids so we can come in here for an hour and 10 minutes. No, we are ministering to your children. We have ministries for our junior high kids. We have ministries for our senior high. We have ministry right now taking place to the nursery kids. And we have run out of space. It's okay with me because I don't have any kids in the nursery. But for a mom or dad who goes in there and they see 72 one-year-olds in a nursery, that's a problem, all right? Now, that may be a problem to you, and I hope it is, and it's a problem to me. We are saturated when it comes to our children's ministry space and our lobby space and our educational space. In fact, within the next several weeks, we're going to be adding two rooms on the back of this auditorium so that we can facilitate some adult education and starting point after every service. I'm an activator. I don't wait, all right? I go for it, all right? And we have run out of space, which means we've run out of the opportunity to reach more families. Now, we have enough room in the auditorium, but everything else is saturated, which I'm not satisfied with, and I'm not okay with. I'm not okay with the divorce rate in Northwest Arkansas being higher than the divorce rate in the United States, which is 50. I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with young people and teenagers and college students not hearing the real hope that's found in Jesus and only Jesus. I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with it. And I'm not going to shrink back because of a lid or a problem that we have, but I'm going to allow it to challenge me to trust God and give him space and say, God, we need you to help us right here. Amen? That's where I'm believing for you to stand with me. There's so much more that God wants to do in this church and in your life. We are not quitting now. God did not bring us this far to drop us off. I'm not going to sit back and say, whoop, we've grown enough as a church. Nope. Key Point Church, we're going to be in a perpetual Heart for the House campaign from now on out. Because I believe until we see the last person come to repentance, then our work is cut out for us, and there are millions of them, even in our own backyard. That's why I want to encourage you next week to invite a friend or a neighbor or a loved one to our sermon series called Faithful. We're going to talk about the faithfulness of Jesus this Christmas season. It could be an awesome opportunity for them to repent and give their heart to Christ. And I pray no matter how your year looked, that you won't quit, that you'll give God room, you'll give him space. So we're going to start building. In fact, we've already got architects moving. We've already begun planning the next steps. Looks amazing. We're going to add lobby space. We're going to invest in the future generation of this county, of these cities. So in your seat is a Heart for the House year-end offering. And part of next week's end-of-the-year offering is going to go towards this campus expansion. You can see on that card there's several other things that we're giving to a church in Puerto Rico. There's a family that attends our church that grew up in this church. And we're going to get behind this church and this pastor and help him rebuild there in Puerto Rico. We're going to do some amazing outreaches this Christmas. Last year, we gave over $16,000 of school supplies away and socks and puzzles and books to kids. I'm praying we double that this year, all right? So I want you to take that card out that's in your seat. Everyone, get one of these cards in your hand. If you don't have one, look around. They're everywhere, okay? Find a card. Now, this is a reminder for what we're doing, who we are as a church. We're generous. And this is not a tithe. This is an offering. And because of many of you giving online, I did this because I want to know what you're going to give. I want to know the amount. I want to know the expected date. If you're not decided on that yet, I want you to take this card home and pray about it. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? My wife and I, we've been praying. We've already begun investing. Now, I like to do it the old-fashioned way, write a check. I know for some of you millennials and young kids, you have no idea what a check is, but it's pretty cool. You used to use them like 10 years ago. I write one check a month, and that's to Key Point Church. And I wrote one last week. Was it a sacrifice? Look at me. You better believe it was. Did it take faith? Absolutely. And that's where I want to live my life as a Christ follower. The most fulfilled Christians are those who understand the two tracks of sacrifice and faith. And I want to encourage you to live like that. Pray about it. What am I to do? Maybe you want to turn it in today. I've already had people give thousands of dollars already. Several families, we're in faith going to be giving this. It's like, yep, that's it. It takes a sacrifice. It does. No matter how many transitions or challenges we go through, we are a church that goes after those that are not here yet. We want to reach people to experience life in Jesus. We're going to reach. Reach means salvation, first and foremost. Why? Because heaven and hell are reality. And when you breathe your last breath, you'll go to one or the other. Brokenness is a reality. Hatred and crime and sin, it's a reality. But let me tell you what also is a reality. Freedom and healing, that's a reality. It's a reality. We're going to reach people to experience life in Jesus. See, a moment ago, we experienced the presence of God. I'm even experiencing it right now. I believe in an experimental Christianity, right? That's why we get excited about worship. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Bible also says that a merry heart does good like a medicine. There's shouting in the house of God. We are never going to have a church. We come to, and when we leave, we're more depressed than when we came, all right? We're not going to be a good ship lollipop type church, all right? Nothing, but for us, our style, we're gonna experience Jesus every time we gather, amen? Every time. Because His Holy Spirit, His presence can change your life. It will change your life. We want to help people experience maturity, growth. The different things that we do, we have freedom ministry. We have water baptism. We've got life groups. We've got Starting Point. Actually starts today, right after this service. Come and find out how to get involved in the church and what you can do and your giftings and so forth. I hear people say all the time, I want to make a difference. You want to make a difference? Then be the leader that God has called you to be. Have a passion for His house. Not just this house, but the house that bears the name of Jesus Christ, His church. God can take all things and work them for our good. All things. All things. All things. Will you bow your heads with me as we close? Maybe what you need to do today is decide on salvation. Every head bowed and every eye closed. This is a holy moment between you and God. It's time for us to respond. We respond to what the Holy Spirit, what we feel and sense the Holy Spirit is saying to us, regardless of what it is. Maybe what you need to respond to this morning is salvation. I don't know, Pastor Casey, if I'd breathe my last breath today, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, then why not know for sure? Why would Jesus send His Son on the cross so you could wonder? No, you can know for sure. This is what I want us to do. I want us all to say this prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Let's all respond to this sinner's prayer out loud. Say, Jesus Christ, I ask you to change me. I repent of my sin, and I ask you to change my life. Thank you for being patient with me. Come on, say it like you mean it. Thank you for being patient with me and extending patience with me in my future. I need it. Thank you. I'm going to say, you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you. You keep your head bowed and your eyes closed. I think there's some of you in here that prayed that prayer and you mean it. That was your response. God's doing something on the inside of you. Every head bowed and eye closed. If you say, that's me, Pastor Casey, I want you right now around the room to raise your hand. Say, that was my response. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, just raise your hand around the room. Yeah, thank you, sir, thank you. I prayed that prayer, I repented, and I believe God's doing something in my heart. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. All the way in the back, several hands going, thank you so much. Wow. You can put your hands down. Thank you, young man. Let's stand to our feet this afternoon. When you stand to your feet, I want you to close your eyes. The worship team's going to come back out. And I want to encourage you to get that Heart for the House card in your hand. And as we sing this song, let's begin to ask the Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? What are you saying to me? What is my response? What is the sacrifice that you would have me take this year? What is it, God, that I need to do? What is it? Holy Spirit, begin to speak to us right now in Jesus' name. Speak to us right now. Come on, let's sing it this afternoon. Sing it. Sing with all your heart.
There is no greater call than giving you my all. I lay it all down. I lay it all down. There is no greater
believe this voice, there's no greater call. Come on, let's worship Jesus. Come on, close your eyes. Come on, lift up your hands. Come on, sing it. You can have it all, Lord.
Every part of my world.
Come on, tell him, take this life.
Take this life and breathe, oh.
This heart.
This heart that is now yours.
Come on, sing it. You can have it all.
You can have it all.
Come on, lift up your hands. Come on, lift up your voice, Key Point Church, and sing it.
Every part of my world.
Take my life.
Take this life and breathe, Lord. This heart that is now yours.
Come on, sing it. You can have it all.
You can have it all.
Come on, lift up your voice. Oh, that's our prayer.
Oh yeah. Every part of my
every part, every part.
Take this life and breathe.
Oh yeah.
This heart that is now yours.
We'll sing it again. You can have it all.
You can have it.
Well, that's our cry today.
Lord.
Oh, every part. Take this life.
Take this life and breathe.
Oh yeah.
This heart that is now yours.
Jesus, you got my heart today. I never want to live my life without 100% of my heart in your hands. That's where I want to live. And Lord, we fall make mistakes. We make decisions based upon our will and maybe not your will, but Lord, you're faithful to us. And all we have to do is, Lord, you can have it all. We repent and you're faithful to us. So Lord, today we ask you to speak to our hearts. As we close out this year, as we enter into a time of celebration and celebrating Christ, our Savior, Lord, I pray that you do something inside of my spirit, my heart, that sets me up for 2018, sets us up as a church for 2018, so that we can continue to reach people to experience life in Jesus. We're so grateful that you gave to us. You gave to us, for unto us a child was born. You gave us Jesus, and we're so thankful. Thank you in Jesus' name. Come on, Key Point Church, put your hands together right now. Come on, praise him like you mean it this afternoon. Come on, praise him like you mean it. Lord, we honor you. We glorify you. Thank you for your patience and your love. Lord, we thank you. I want to invite our altar ministry team to come up here to the front. If you have any needs today as the worship team continues to worship, I invite you to stay in worship. Have one of them pray with you. If you want to come down to the altar just to worship God, I encourage you to come on down. And as you leave, could you take that conversation card that's in the seat back in front of you? If you raise your hand, we had about 12, 14 people raise their hand. Will you let me know what took place? Take that conversation card and fill it out. Give us permission to come alongside you and assist you in your relationship with God, okay? You can drop them in the boxes as you leave. Leave them at guest services. You may want to bring them up here to one of our altar ministry team and let them pray with you. Speak a word of faith over your life. Also, take that congregational survey and you can leave them in the boxes. They'll have containers at every exit as you leave. And if you want to turn in your heart for the house commitment today, let us know about that. Or you may want to go ahead and turn it in. I would encourage you to do that. All right, have a fantastic day. We love you, and let's continue to worship God this afternoon.